This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, how about a little CMT? What do you say?
To cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
To marry.
We'll see naked ladies.
Or to trash.
The attack did he?
That is the question.
That is the question. So where we go on this cuddle, marry, trash vehicle. Dan, you're familiar with how this works, yes?
Oh, I own the home game as well.
That's, wow. I didn't know we went into production so fast. Alrighty, so we had a brief conversation earlier about the third most important nick in the series against the Cavs, which begins on Saturday. So I will ask you. You said your off-the-cuff answer was Josh Hart. So I'm going to give you some options, both of you, and I want you to think short and hard. Not long and hard, short and hard. So behind Julius Randle, assuming he plays, and Jalen Brunson, those are your top two. After that, cuddle, marry, trash, the third most important player if the Knicks are to beat the Cavs.
Stupid-ass question.
That's not nice. Josh Hart, Emmanuel Quickley, or R.J. Barrett?
It's an excellent question, R.J.
Dan, you can begin.
Excellent question.
That is a good question. It's a good question, and it was such an excellent question that when I gave my answer earlier in the show, whatever, I completely took IQ out of the equation. So I don't know what that says about me as a human being. It wasn't deliberate.
It was not thoughtful.
It wasn't. Maybe it wasn't as thoughtful as it had to be.
No,
all right.
No IQ, no R.J. Seems you're anti-acronym.
No, I said R.J., remember, because I gave the cop-out. I gave the two answers.
There's probably one he does favor.
I will say third most important nick. I'm going to cuddle.
Wow, start with the cuddle.
Yeah, we'll start with the cuddle.
That's usually how it starts.
I'm going to cuddle and Josh Hart.
Much like in real life, can go one of two ways.
I'm going to cuddle Josh Hart. I'm also going to then marry, because again, you're paying him money. You didn't want to trade him for Donovan Mitchell, so you have to say RJ. You got to marry him. He
we'll
has to be. And then we're going to have to trash IQ by default because that's in the nature of the game.
Here, now, here's my quick retort.
Yeah.
The man you're trashing and the man you're marrying, if you swap them, you would have the man that's currently in the garbage. He's the one that plays in the fourth quarter.
But I think that this stage, again, Donovan Mitchell, Cavaliers, playoffs. If not now, then when?
So you think this is the pivot point?
This is, it has to be. And remember, I wasn't on board necessarily. Like, I wanted this trade to happen, and I would have driven RJ to Cleveland myself. You not that he's a bad guy. I got nothing against him, but I would have driven him there myself.
And parallel parked the hell out of him.
Parallel parked the you-know-what out of that car.
You know what's tough?
And parallel parking in Cleveland is like driving blindfolded here. That's how easy it is.
You know what's tough about when R.J. Barrett plays poorly?
And I would tell him I'm from Queens.
Tell the Guardians. Is when he plays bad and I'm on like tweet threads. You know, if someone tweets at like 7,000 people and you just happen to be on it.
Then you say mute the conversation. It's as simple as that.
But I'll down to Cleveland Town, everyone. One of the great commercials ever.
You're getting steamrolled all over the place right now.
Yeah, I really am. Is that I'll wake up in my mentions. No one says R.J. Barrett. They just say R.J. sucks. R.J. stinked. And I'm like, wow, why are all these people mad at me? All I did was take a nap. But they're tweeting at R.J. Barrett and just tagging me in it.
This means only one thing for you.
What's that?
You got to go by Randall.
I don't think so.
Randall it is.
I don't think so.
How about Rick's answer?
Randall. Raymond and Randall. It sounds nice.
It is nice.
It's beautiful. I am going to...
This is a hell of a question, by the way.
It's a great question. I think you could even throw Mitchell Robinson in the mix if you wanted to.
He was thought of.
I know he was, because you're that kind of guy. I am going to...
It would have made the answer easier. I know that.
So you're looking for a quartet, not a threesome here to choose from.
Ooh, I do like the thruple.
I have to try it.
What would the fourth one be? Cuddle, marry, trash, and then what's the last one?
You have to get creative.
I'm going to...
floor spacing gets interesting.
I'm going to marry IQ. I am going to cuddle... I'm going to cuddle RJ for some of the stuff that you're talking about. Especially because, you know, who knows what Julius Randle is going to look like here.
And I don't appreciate your Josh Hart hate.
It's not Josh Hart. I love him. I love Josh Hart.
You're throwing him in the garbage.
No, but
you got a funny way of showing love, my friend.
But he plays because he plays a dirty...
He'd be comfortable there.
So he's dirty, so he belongs
right.
in the garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's reading way too deep
what do you
into
mean?
This.
I take this game serious, unlike some people I know. All right, RJ, stop watching hockey highlights. Let's go.
Now I'm watching Jaden McDaniels who punched the wall.
Yeah.
And on the
Timberwolves.
Yeah.
And on the T-Wolves, if he punches the wall, he sits down and he has a towel around his hand. It's like, I don't think that's going to do it, buddy.
No, probably not, unless you got a lot of ice under that towel.
It's not even ice on. It's just a towel.
Just what you want, by the way. Two starters not being able to play in your most important game of the year. One you traded 4 first-round draft picks for.
Well, that leads us to an interesting place.
It's a magic towel.
So, the 5-7 seeds in the West are, might I say, filled with some heavy hitters. So, right now, the 5-7, you have the Clippers, the Warriors, and the Lakers. Clippers will play the Suns in the 4-5. Warriors play the Kings, and Lakers, if they remain in the 7 post-play-in after playing the aforementioned T-Wolves, will then play the Grizzlies. So let's assume that happens. Clippers, Warriors, Lakers.
By the way, you know how much of a catastrophe that would be if the Lakers don't win this game tonight?
It would be embarrassing.
I mean, like, as much as we're throwing daggers at Minnesota right now, rightfully so, and A-Rod owns the team, by the way, think about how bad it would look for the Lakers. Even more dysfunctional as their early season was if they can't win this game tonight.
Who would you rather play for the Lakers, though? Would you rather play Denver in the first round or Memphis in the first round?
We think Ja Morant's going to go partying during the series?
No,
and then ineligible?
I mean, which team would you rather play?
He's a changed man, damn it.
I think if I'm the Lakers, I still want to play
Memphis?
The Grizzlies. I don't know that I want Nikola Jokic going at AD. AD's in a good stretch right now. He's playing great basketball.
But you're anti-Denver, right?
I am, but I do have respect for what they bring to the table.
Is it like an altitude thing?
No, I'm fine with altitude.
There's tall things in Denver.
How dare you. So, Clippers, Warriors, Lakers. Cuddle, marry, trash. Which team you give the best chance to win a first-round series?
I'm going to marry the Warriors. I'm going to cuddle the Lakers. And I'm going to trash the Clippers.
Wow, you saw that coming.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, I didn't see it coming,
I'm a professional.
So I have to think about this one. Trash the Clippers. That's easy. Trash the Clippers.
Not so easy if Paul George is playing in the series, though. The fact that he's not playing is
huge. By the
huge.
Way, I understand why people have just become commonplace to rip on him. Kawhi Leonard is... I'm not going to say back to finals MVP Kawhi. He's playing good ball right now.
Let's be real. For the last few years, he's stealing money. Like, more so than any of these guys, he never plays. Never.
Yeah, the Clippers experiment has not worked.
He's a rumor. What did I say? Trash
the Clippers.
Trash the Clippers. I'm going to marry Golden State Warriors.
Yep.
Because they're playing Sacramento. I mean, you can't not make the playoffs for 20 years, and then we expect everything to be smooth sailing. Lakers... Cuddle.
Aww. Nice.
Very
there you
nice.
Go.
Alrighty.
It's a good one.
So, some strong takes before the show about the Mets. But let's touch on some of the early season concerns. Dave voiced his concern yesterday, listed off a litany of things that worry him. We began the show with, although the Mets win, you would think they lost by the narrative of one Dan Grossa. So which concerns you most? I'm going to leave Max Scherzer out of this for, you know, hot take purposes. What on the Mets?
I can't believe I'm on an island on this one. I mean, well, if you watch this,
you were red hot. One hit.
So anyway.
It's done.
We'll come back to that. Which of the following on the Mets concerns you the most at this present time?
Okie doke.
Is it Carlos Carrasco?
Okay. Cookie.
Is it Francisco Alvarez? Or is it whoever happens to play DH?
How do you put Alvarez in the mix? He's played one game. I mean, what are we doing here? You could have put Vogel back in here.
You know what? You should put friggin' Max Scherzer on this list.
No, well, here's why. Because the situation, he's going to play every day. Well, not every day.
No, he's not.
He's going to play, though.
Buck goes out of his way to talk about how he's not going to be here.
You were watching your boy Levi last night, there was even a thing between Scherzer and Nito with the whole pitch clock thing. Yeah,
oh, I saw.
A little snippy.
But that's my point, though. Which of the players I list in the current situation concerns you the most?
Give me again. Carrasco, Alvarez, and who else?
I gave you all the DH nominations.
All the DH options.
All the DHs.
By the way, you're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York.
Because I went back and revisited that quote from Buck in spring training and what he had to say about Alvarez. It's not very nice.
No, but he keeps saying it.
Yeah, well, he's on the team now. So that would deem him concerning, no?
Yeah, especially because you got an old pitching staff and you're going to have a kid catcher that's going to have to catch games.
If I would have put Max Scherzer here, you'd make fun of me.
And on Sunday, he tried to throw out how many guys stealing bags,
five, and he
missed
five.
Them all. Yeah.
0-for-5.
Rick in a boot could have stole a base
these
off of Francisco
like,
Alvarez.
These all seem like concerning elements.
I mean, hey, we're giving good points.
Great points. You're up.
All right, so what is the most concerning?
Right.
That's
yep.
what you're saying?
Yep.
He's not giving you Scherzer because you would have
trashing,
made that.
Trashing Alvarez. I mean, like you said, it's one game.
Yep.
I am going to marry Carrasco, which means he's the most concerning.
Yes.
He's a crumbled cookie.
Ugh.
And the DH will cuddle because they're going to go out and address it. And it might even be Francisco Alvarez. He might actually, his bat might become the permanent fixture at DH.
I would hope that this year's addressing is better than last year's.
What do you mean? Darren Ruff might be available again.
He is available. He's out there
yes,
right
sweet.
Now.
He's back in San Francisco.
No,
so the Mets
San
traded
Francisco.
J.D. Davis, Thomas Cipucci, two minor leaguers for Darren Ruff, and now the Giants got Darren Ruff back. How did that trade work out?
It's a good deal.
It's like the Aroldis Chapman trade.
Ray's sitting there pumping his fist. He wanted to be involved in the show. He's showing some show involvement
he's pumping.
Right there.
Wish you would tell me more about that. I'll trash Alvarez. I'm going to marry the DH just to be different. And then I'm going to cuddle the cookie.
All right.
Love the cookie.
Finally.
Cookie is shot. You know, I mean, let's
here
be
we
real.
Go.
Boy, I mean, like,
every Mets pitcher shot.
Wait a sec.
There can't be a pitching matchup you like right now.
he was so unshot last year, they didn't even give him a start in the playoffs or let him see the mound in three games.
I don't think that's
He wasn't even on the roster.
I don't think that's crazy, but let's recap. So you got no Verlander right now.
Right.
Scherzer shot. You
RJ. It's awful.
You said not nice things about David Peterson. You said that the Padres are going to get right against him tonight.
Yes.
And now Cookie Carrasco shot.
David Peterson has no shot tonight. None. None. Do you want me to give you a line? You want me to give you a pitching line tonight for David Peterson?
Write
all right,
this
here we
down.
Go. Wait up. Hot sheet take.
Yep.
We're running out of pitchers.
All right.
Tyler McGill, what do you think about him?
Tyler McGill, well, can he get through, mid-May? That's when he wore down last year?
This guy is down on me.
All right, here we go. Dave Peterson tonight. This is what when you're at the game, the official score, announces
final
to the press.
Line, yeah.
Here's the line on David Peterson. 4 2/3 innings pitched.
Oh, no, he's Andrew Dice Clay.
Andrew Dice Clay or Howard Cosell.
No, the late, great Bill Shannon, who was a great official scorer here. Tragically no longer with us. He had a very deep, booming voice.
Sounds
so I was paying tribute to him.
Good, keep going.
Or you want me to do Mayor Quimby?
No.
That's the official score.
I'm sure it'll morph into
Quimby. Here's the line. Here's the line on David Peterson. 4 2/3 innings pitched. He's going to give up 6 hits. And the runs are going to be 3 runs, 2 of them earned. He is going to walk 4 hitters, and he is going to strike out 1 single batter of the San Diego Padres. Let me repeat, 4 2/3 innings pitched. How many hits did I say?
6.
6 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned, 1 strikeout. How many walks?
4.
4 walks, and the pitch total was 76 pitches.
Give me some strikes, too.
44 of them were strikes.
Wow, this is a very intricate.
In-depth.
Yeah.
It's an in-depth line.
In the ballpark, it'll be that's probably where they're going
to
be.
Well, let's just cut right to it. It's all a roundabout way to say you think he stinks.
here's the problem.
It's not really roundabout,
again,
though.
The Padres are going to have a good night's sleep tonight. The lineup is too good. They're going to tattoo him.
You hate this guy.
It's not that I hate him, Ray.
Boy,
I want it to work out.
If it were David, it sounds like you're breaking up with him. If this were David Peterson, Max Scherzer, Cookie Carrasco, it would be like, it wouldn't even be cut of my trash. It would be like trash, dumpster, landfill.
Which one gets put down first?
I mean, last week, right, he was the guy in Milwaukee that they gave the lead to, and he couldn't even hold the damn lead.
And that's
I mean, come on.
I remember.
5 walks.
My goodness.
Mets fan. Dan
Grasso. Let's get a little bit of traffic.
Yeah, but you know what? Give me credit. I'm objective.
Mets optimist.
I'm objective.
Dan Grasso.
Go Mets.
Did you give an answer yet or what?
Yes.
We got the teamwork to make
a dream
work.
No, we didn't get a new question yet.
No, we're still ripping the Mets.
Did you give the Mets answer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's like 3 minutes
right.
from the Mets, by the way.
Hey, you know what? I've been giving lines on Dave Peterson here, you know? Like, well, there's a lot happening.
What's one more?
Scherzer gave up 1 hit. Done.
Yeah.
Done. Stinks.
I got to tell you, he's lost it. all righty. So I saw yesterday Aaron Judge gave Anthony Volpe a PS5, which was nice of him.
It's amazing Aaron Judge has access to PS5, by the way, but if you or me walk into a store, there's like no PS5s in the Western Hemisphere, apparently.
Should give him a couple hits, maybe.
Wow. Hot take.
That wasn't nice.
What would you rather have, a PS5 or a couple hits if you're Anthony Volpe right now?
I don't know.
Give me some hits.
No, but Anthony Volpe's going to go home and get 3 hits in MLB The Show, right. And he thinks he did his job.
Yeah, rookie contract? I don't know. PS5s are expensive.
If you can find one.
So, all is to say, he brought him the PS5 because he heard he's a big fan of FIFA. Got me to thinking.
I love FIFA.
Cuddle Mary Trash, greatest current sports video game franchise going. Is it FIFA?
That's a great question, RJ.
Is it Madden? Or is it NBA 2K?
Oh.
You got to put the show in there, bro. That's a great game. FIFA, Madden,
yeah,
NBA
bro.
2K.
Yeah, bro. You got to put the show in there, bro.
This is also somebody who hasn't played video games in over a decade, probably.
When you were you just right. Lighting up doobies?
Yeah, just crushing weed. Having some corn muffins, bro.
Stale ones. You okay there, bro?
Who wants some apple crumb and some show, bro?
Did it come off that way?
Crumb and show.
Crumb and show, bro. Puff, puff, give. I'll marry FIFA.
What a time at Rutgers.
Oh, what a time at Rutgers. I'm going to cuddle Madden. And I'm going to, hate to do it. I will politely put NBA 2K in the garbage.
It's a great question.
Who are you throwing in the garbage with all the Mets pitching? It's a busy place right now.
Make some room for this joint. I'm gonna say
Madden based on its cultural impact. Marry.
Okay.
Even though I think a lot of people that play they're not into it.
Really?
They say it's too easy. Like it doesn't. Am I wrong, Ray? They say it's like the same game. They don't make a lot of enhancements to it like each year.
Yeah, it's not so much that it's easy. It's just that they've gotten very lazy and complacent.
That's what I'm looking for.
No, it's not a good game.
Calling the Madden people lazy.
But its impact
I hope they hear this.
Global.
On ESPN Radio in New York, Madden's not a good game.
Oh, no.
Marry Madden. I'm still marrying it. Cuddle FIFA. Very popular.
I love FIFA.
And then we're trashing the NBA 2K.
Trash can, a busy place around these parts. All right.
Dan's got a dumpster. You don't even have a trash can.
That is it for trash, landfill, and
that was a good one
garbage
tonight.
Truck.
That's a good game.
No, put down. Trash, landfill, put down.
Yeah, we got to come up with a fourth option. Times.
Yeah, sure, sir. One hit. He's done. Get rid of him.
You guys watch.
You're
I'm
the worst.
You guys
You're tough,
watch.
Man.
You're paying so basically like you accept $43 million for basically the performance you get from a fifth starter against a Punch and Judy team.
Goodness, he gave up one hit.
You are on one right now.
He gave up one hit, bro.
How many 3-2 counts, bro?
Listen, bro.
You sound like Tyrese and Paul Walker.
It was only one. It was only
right
one
now.
Hit, bro.
Never saw it.
Listen, got the job done, bro.
Portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. You know, it's funny you bring up pitching because there is a new list out. Who compiled this list, RJ?
These are the fine MLB writers at Espen.com.
Oh, this is an Espen vehicle.
That's right.
Okay, so it falls in the family here. Makes sense.
It's that little fat nugget, Naylor.
I don't think he was in on the list, no.
He is a little nugget, though.
No, but he has something to say about...
He's weirdly shaped.
Girthy.
Is he not weirdly shaped?
Yeah, as Andrew Grunling used to say, he has a weird body syndrome.
He does.
WBS?
The problem is, just like the game four of the ALDS...
You go to meetings for that, by the way.
Just like game four of the ALDS last year, he just comes up and just cranks big hits, though.
Dave's actually missed time with WBS. I think they counted as vacation days, though.
Hi, my name is Bill. Hi, Bill. And I've suffered from WBS for the last 3 years.
Goodbye!
Just get naked.
Bye!
So anyway.
I wear a swim shirt.
ESPN, they have a list of the ace rankings in Major League Baseball. Number one, ironically enough, isn't it funny that this list comes out, this dropped today, RJ?
No, moments ago.
Oh, moments ago. Like mere moments ago. How about this? So the guy on top of the list right now is the same guy who got lit up like a Christmas tree last night.
Right.
In Sandy Alcantara, the Marlins, reigning Cy Young winner. He had a bunch of complete games last year. You know, kind of a throwback. Last night, though, 4 innings, 10 hits, 9 runs in Philadelphia.
A stinker, yep.
Not the way you want to go. His ERA is higher than Max Scherzer's, believe it or not. Dave Peterson. Dave Peterson. It's higher than Dave Peterson. So he's got, they have Sandy Alcantara number one. I mean, you can't really.
I don't think you can't take away what happened. I mean, last year he was.
Right.
Well, he was awesome.
His first game of the year, also, he threw a complete game shutout. I think.
No, that was against the Mets this year on opening day.
Right. Or what, his second start of the year.
Yeah.
His third one.
Yeah, his second start was a complete game shutout, yeah.
Right.
Then he got shelled last night, so I mean, it happens.
In Philadelphia, especially in a ballpark like that, it's common.
It's a bandbox.
Yeah. Number two is Jacob DeGrom, who, before the season's over, I mean, you might be wishing still on the Mets, given their questions in the pitching
right,
rotation
he'll
right
just,
now.
This will be the season where he got paid, so he'll pitch. He'll make his 32 starts.
There's a better chance of that happening than not happening, probably, right? Just given the
luck. Yeah, of course.
So they have DeGrom at number two. Number three is our buddy Gerrit Cole, who pitches tonight, by the way,
and he's been
Cleveland.
Great.
And he's been very good. He's been great. Been the best pitcher in New York so far this year, right? We talked about that last week, which apparently ruffled some feathers. Corbin Burns, number four, which is interesting because Corbin Burns does not look like the fourth best pitcher in baseball so far this year. Since his arbitration hearing, he looks like a broken man. Broken.
Which went the complete opposite of how I thought it was going to go.
Right. You thought he was going to stick it to him. Instead, it's been the
it's
complete
gone the
other
opposite,
way.
Yeah.
We'll see if he turns it around, though. Number five is some guy named Ohtani. Shohei.
He's awesome. He's awesome, man. He really is. It's still, you know what? I wish we had a chance to see him. I wish it was easier to watch him every night. You know what I mean?
You just got to stay up late.
Well, I can't, though. I know. Just, physically, it's impossible. Like, I just can't do it. Like, his stuff is, like, his stuff is filthy. Like, filthy. Like, the idea that in that moment, like, let's go back. Let's bring us all back to the
sure.
WBC. In that moment, knowing what's at stake, team's undefeated, right? We know how Japan as a country feels about the WBC as opposed to what we're dealing with here.
They love it.
Love it. Can't get enough of
it. It's like religion.
Shohei, Mike Trout, teammates, vying for best in baseball. And it wasn't like Shohei's like, you know what, I'm going to nibble here a little bit. He went right, he whipped it out and just went right after him.
He did what now?
You heard me. Right after him. That's what it was. I mean, he was not shying away at all. Here's my best.
Apparently not.
Here's my best. Come get some. And, dude, I mean, he is someone that Stevie Cohen needs to sign, please.
All right.
Please.
Angels are here 25th, 26th, 27th of August.
Well, so what do you want to do, kidnap him? What are we talking about?
No, I'm not going to those lengths. Here's the question
Here's what
ask.
We do. You drive, parallel park right in front of Citi Field. I'll pop out.
What team is he on,
we'll
then?
Pretend RJ's a little kid looking for an autograph. I'll say my son wants an autograph.
Cold there.
And then we'll have Santiago dump him in the back.
What is that about?
What?
I don't... See, I...
You're the one that smuggles things. I don't know. I figured it'd be the easiest thing to do.
Why? My first cousin, and he just handed me beans.
I think it's a perfect plan.
But why does this have to get in the... I was literally just setting up a question to ask him about what team do you think Shohei Ohtani's going to be on post-trade deadline at the end of August, and he turns it into a whole kidnapping scheme.
You forget what show you're on right
Angels.
Now?
I mean... Answer your question to Angels.
So there's a chance that he could pitch in that series. That'd be great if he does.
It'd be awesome. I'd go.
Would you really go?
Yeah, you want to go?
How about the Sunday game? It's a 12:05 start. It's a Peacock vehicle.
I would go. I like that. Nice early game.
Sunday, August 27th.
Have a couple afternoon cocktails. Love it.
And I'll probably have a Jets preseason game that day, knowing our luck.
No, you're not going. Tell Buttle he can do by himself. Buttle's fine.
I got to go. It's my job.
No, stop.
What do you think I get paid if I don't show up
I think
game?
Buttle's fine. Let's tell them.
It's how I earn my keep.
No, come on.
Got to pay the bills, buddy.
Listen, your wife pays the bills anyway. I'll get you a couple extra apple crumbs, all right?
No, I pay the bills.
I would say Jet fans maybe root a little bit for Green Bay in that one. cry.
What is Buttle doing in the background?
I would say Jet fans maybe root a little bit for Green Bay in that one.
He sounds like an angry dragon.
When, do we have a date on that? Because I could tell you exactly. Like, what year was that from?
That was this year. Oh, well, this season, not this
was he
year.
Moving? It sounds like he's moving a table or something.
It was in December.
December.
What's happening in December?
I would say Jet fans maybe root a little bit for Green Bay in that one.
12-18.
December 18th. So who did they play on the 18th? That was the Lions game? The Lions game. So we were at the stadium.
Is he imitating a lion?
No, he was.
I would say Jet fans maybe root a little bit for Green Bay in that one.
Those are the wooden high-top chairs that we have on the stage where we do the post-game from, and he was probably moving the chairs, and then that grinding noise of the wooden leg on the stage is what that noise
was. You boned a lot of linebackers.
You deserve hazard pay.
You boned a lot of linebackers.
Oh, goodness, Greg.
Cover a lot of ground at the post-game show.
Trivia question. Who did he direct that question to?
You're darn tootin'.
Are you sure he'd be okay on his own?
No. That's right. Think about what you just said.
No.
Think about what you just said.
Merry Christmas to Marty, my buddy Marty. Have a great Christmas, Marty.
He is a treasure.
Then after really that is. One, I couldn't keep a straight
Marty's
face.
Marty's presented Klecko.
Yes.
Good for him.
100%. That's going to be a feast. Can't wait to see that. We're trying to make it out there. We're going to try to make it out there to Canton for that one. What were we talking about, by the way?
Ohtani.
Ohtani, kidnapping. That's right. Yeah. Kidnapping Ohtani. Doesn't that sound like a Netflix documentary or something? Kidnapping Ohtani? Like, that's the title.
It writes itself.
It writes itself.
It writes itself.
I wonder what happens.
Yes.
Somehow it doesn't work. It would have to go sideways. Well, it's not going to work.
By the way, the bottom half of this list, you see who's on the list, though. He has a number in the top 10.
Scherzer. Yeah, you could tell that then this thing was made a while ago.
Why are you so anti-Scherzer?
It's not that I'm anti-Scherzer. I want this to work out more than anything.
His ace rank in 2022 is 4.
Because he was a different pitcher last year. I mean, the dude is maxing out at like 93 on the gun. It's like a chore to get through 97 pitches. He's a 5-inning pitcher, man.
You don't think he's just holding back just a tad?
Oh, yeah, he's saving it, sure.
He's getting his
No,
bearings.
I think, you know, in all seriousness, we talked about this last week. The pitch clock, I think, is also something that plays a major factor into this. And it's also factoring in with Carrasco, too. Because the pitch clock with Carrasco, more than anything, the pitch clock is in his head. He is so affected by that thing. It's almost like he's got two eyes on the clock and he's not even worrying about the guy in the batter's box.
So he's pitching blind.
Exactly. You ever try to do that? It's not recommended.
I actually think that Kay made a good point. RJ and I were talking about this before the show. And it's not so much just the pitch clock while you're on the mound. It's also the idea that you get back to the dugout.
Right, it's all about conserving time, like universally when you're on that field, no matter what you... Remember, they told us before the season the freaking bat boys are going to be held accountable if they're not doing their job fast enough to be able to get all the crap on and off the field. God forbid it slows the game up.
Except for the one last night who was...
Oh, they trolled the Yankees.
Was a plant.
Hard, yeah. Right. He looked like someone that was playing the show with Dan.
Back in Rutgers.
His Dan's roommate.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The kid's got his hair. It looks like he's about to go hang 10 in Cleveland.
And he was wearing like Cleveland spikes too, like red spikes. Like he literally was like a Guardians spy that they just threw over in the Yankee dugout. He probably can go back with all the scouting reports and everything for the Guardians for the next two games.
He probably won't remember by the walk over from his little seat on the
Well,
stool.
They met him halfway.
He'll be like, hey, bro, I forgot what they're doing over there. Let's play the show.
The people got to be careful. Like on the broadcast last night, like they were, you know, obviously having some laughs at his expense when the camera was zooming in. Remember that guy a couple of years back? I don't remember. I think it was a baseball game, but he was, you know, a generously proportioned individual. Right, he didn't miss too many meals. And whatever broadcast it was, they were zeroing in on him, and they were, like, making fun of him, you know, having some laughs at his expense. Then he turned around and he sued them. Remember that?
Wow. Yeah, that's not what you want.
That was a thing.
Well, you got to be nice.
Well, you can be nice, and you can have some fun without, like, just completely destroying the guy.
Exactly right. I mean, that guy, his family's probably listening.
Watching.
They don't want to hear that, you know?
What if he was abandoned? Then all bets are off?
Well, I think it hurts his feelings still.
But he may not know that. Yeah, but he said if his family's watching, if he's got no family to worry about, then it's all bets are off.
Maybe he's got friends.
Does he?
So now he's just a loner.
Loner.
And so he's by himself.
We're talking about the kid from last night?
I don't know. I thought we were talking about the heavyset guy.
Oh, the heavyset guy, I don't know. I don't know what his story might have been. You got to think about it. Like, what led to being so heavyset?
Oh, God.
Like, you're going to have to play, like, this is your life, this is your history.
No.
Like,
I don't want to play that road. No, I don't want to play that. It's just as easy to be nice as it is to be mean. Cost the same.
That sounds like a Hallmark card.
It is.
What does it mean, though?
I tell my kids all the time.
Do they understand the message, though?
No.
That's nice of you in the Easter season, giving those type of messages to your kids.
That's what I do. Little eggs. Some knowledge.
Open up the eggs, and he got like fortune cookie messages in them.
Dad, what'd you get us for Easter?
Like Chinese eggs.
Knowledge, kids. Mm-hmm. I got you knowledge.
Well,
we want chocolate. No, you'll have knowledge, and you'll like it.
Did I get the egg with the $20 bill in it? No, I got the egg in there with a little strip of paper that says, please be kind, rewind.
Yeah, speaking of it, RJ, did you see that? You didn't bring that up yesterday in Sim. Did you see the fortune that Jon Rahm got before the Masters?
I did not.
You didn't see that?
I did not, actually.
Look it up.
Was that this year that he got that, or was it like in previous years and he just like held on to it or something? I thought it was something that like he took a picture of like in the past. Maybe. I could be.
It's an awesome, I don't know, whatever it is, it's so, an awesome fortune.
This says it's a decade-old fortune cookie.
There you go.
He saved it.
That said, I'm going to win the Masters. He tweeted on November 8th, 2013, because he had a fortune cookie that read, your talents will be recognized and suitably rewarded. At the time, he was a sophomore at Arizona State, so I'm guessing he was being rewarded in other ways.
But, yeah, Arizona State's nice.
But came through.
And where was that from? It was from...
Panda.
Panda. So you're a college student, you got to eat Panda.
Little Panda Express is delicious.
Because that was when he was in college, there was no NIL or anything, right? And plus, golfers at Arizona State probably wouldn't get a nice endorsement deal anyways, even nowadays.
Well, golf's probably big at Arizona State, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, are they really, think about it. These athletic departments who are crying poor left and right, they're going to pump a lot of money into the golf program.
Didn't Phil go there also? I could be wrong.
No, I don't think he went to Arizona State. I think Phil is an Arizona State guy, isn't he?
Is he?
I think he is.
Yeah, Arizona State.
Wow, how about that? I'm going to recuse myself from the golf conversation.
Right, you're out.
I'm out. I'm done.
Did you watch any of the golf?
You couldn't on Sunday. How could you not on Sunday? There was like 15 hours straight of golf. And the Mets didn't give you much to watch on Sunday.
Apparently, it doesn't even matter if the Mets win at this point with you. You're so negative. I can't take the negativity, RJ. He's very negative with the Mets.
I can imagine if you were on the staff and Max comes out of the game, high fives. What was with you today? You didn't have it? He's like, I skip. I gave up one hit. So you don't got it, huh? Yeah. That's fine. Sit down.
What's up with all these 3-2 counts?
Not even halfway out of April yet, man. Plenty of time to be negative.
You hack.
Right. The other shoe that drops is, you know, the obligatory trip to the injured list.
He would scare the daylights out of me with those eyes, though.
No, but I told you, he's not even like that, like crazy on the mound like last night, because he knows he's got to conserve that energy, because God forbid there's a pitch clock. He can't get all worked up.
You want him to be like a rabid dog out there.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the answer.
Yeah, but he said that. I mean, he mentioned that he thought the pitch clock would be something that he would use to his benefit.
Exactly. I thought he was using it to a psychological advantage.
It's turned him into a 5-inning pitcher.
Buck gets up there after.
Not for nothing.
Not enough crazy out there. I need more crazy.
Not for nothing.
This is what I'm doing. I'm going to trash Cookie. I'm going to trash Max. He's done.
I'm not broken. I wasn't broken after the Milwaukee start. I didn't have to reinvent.
Crazy ass killer.
He's talking to you.
Yeah, he's fine. He's talking to you. This is now.
What about, not for nothing. Were we sitting here in this exact same spot last week after that was the Milwaukee disaster, and you agreed with every single thing that we were saying about Scherzer and where he is right now in his career, and this could be an issue.
Okay, but he just bounced back. We said this was a big game for him against a really good lineup, and I know it was only 5 innings. He gave up one hit. That's it, one. It's not bad. It's a step in the right direction. Admit that.
Step in the right direction.
I love how you got all philosophical. You're like, this is when you have to look beyond the box score.
The impression was spot on, too, because, I mean, what am I?
You have to look into the lack of crazy.
He's like, you have to look beyond the box score, geez, and really know the ins and outs of a pitcher and see the strike and ball counts and, you know, how much was he taxed? Were they stressful innings or not?
Who are you right now?
I don't know. That's who he was.
Like, what are we doing here?
He's Macho Man Randy Savage and someone else.
Macho Man plus Fire Marshal Bill.
Right. I'm doing a show with Frank Caliendo right now.
I was just doing I didn't know who Rick was doing, and so I was just trying to piggyback off of that. That's all. It was a creation out of Rick's mind.
Right. I was doing the inside the actor studio.
Yeah.
What I was doing.
What is your favorite curse word?
Oh, God.
answer that.
Nope.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Say hi to Mendy in Brooklyn. Up next, if I could get the damn mouse to work. Let's see. There we go. Thanks, Ray. Hey, Mendy, what's going on?
Good morning. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, RJ. Good morning, Raymond. And good morning, Dan. How are we doing today, baby?
Mendy's fired up.
Love it.
I am. The last time I called in, I made a point that I believe that Billy Epler could go down as a worse GM than BVW, and that buffoon Dave hung up on me before I even got my point in. And I was like, I am not going to call in ever again. But Dave is not here. And until he gives me a full-fledged apology, I am not calling in anymore. But he is not here, Rick. And you are the show, Rick. You are the king of radio, Rick. This show is nothing without you, Rick. You are the man, Rick, dude. I don't know why everyone is so up Dave's you-know-what. Okay, you are the show, Rick. Wherever you go, the show goes, Rick. Remember
that. Thank you, Mendy. Thank you, Mendy. I would never hang up on you. You know that. Never.
You want a napkin or no?
That was Dan that just hung up on you.
I didn't touch him.
Or Raymond. Why is it? Was that you, Raymond? Why? I don't understand why is it. When people call in to say nice things about me,
oh, jeez.
Dan hangs up on him.
I didn't touch him.
If it's Dave, it's just 10 minutes just waxed.
I told
poetic.
You, I can't get the mouse to work.
I've heard that before.
Oh, hey, huh?
Hey, oh, hey.
No, very fun. Remember we were talking in the, whatever the hell I was saying in the last segment? Ryan Hurley, who's our outstanding program
esteemed
director, said
program director.
It sounded like a cross between Macho Man Johnny Carson.
It did. It did.
I like that, though. That could be like a character that somebody develops on some show.
You never know what
Macho
voice
Man
get.
Johnny Carson.
Ooh, you are the man, Rick, dude.
Thank you, Mendy.
You are the man, Rick, dude.
Nothing means nothing.
This is what people don't understand about the show. I have no control over the phones. Dave. It's Dave. If your call's not answered or if someone hangs up.
Yeah, but Mendy,
Dave.
That wasn't me, man. That's so
that was
not
Raymond
me.
Santiago. He's nasty.
Lies.
What do you mean lies?
He had the quick trigger. Yeah. He had the quick
Santiago
trigger.
Santiago doesn't
one.
Care about people's feelings. That's why he's single. If you really want to break it down.
Does one have something to do with the other?
Yes. Does not care about people's feelings.
So the fact that he's
a selfish lover.
The fact that he hung up on a phone caller, now you dive and dig so much deeper into the life on that one.
Well,
this is
all we have, what we can do, because he doesn't give us any, we don't ever get a peek in.
Ray, do you want to respond to the psycho analysis that Rick is projecting out onto the world?
Nah, we've been doing this for months now, song and dance. He keeps trying to break me, but
I will break
him. I don't think you could break him.
Oh, I'll break him.
I don't think you can't break him.
You can't comment on the selfish lover that I've heard.
I've gotten no complaints in that department.
See,
zero.
I'm getting close. I can feel it. The walls are coming down.
Sounds like a song, Selfish Lover.
Yes. Written by Raymond Santiago.
He's a selfish lover.
Oi, oi.
Yeah, oi.
Oi, well, I wanted to ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
In regards to the mock.
Yes, sir.
Did you watch any of the... You probably did. You watch a lot of stuff. I mean, did you watch any of the pro day stuff? Any of the CJ Stroud pro day or any of that stuff?
No, I didn't watch any of those.
Okay, so he's got Bryce Young going one, right? Remember there was some talk that Carolina would consider maybe moving down to recoup some of what they gave up if there was, a team that wanted to jump up. So I was watching that, and C.J. Stroud, I mean, from the game against Georgia to the combine to his pro day, it was like, I mean, this, everyone now is like, okay, I mean, you had Lewis Riddick, everybody, C.J. Stroud's the guy, he's so effortless throwing the football. But Josh McCown, who now works for Carolina, gets caught on camera, and I know it's lying season and everything else, but he says to C.J. Stroud as they're shaking hands, as they're leaving, hey, we should play some horse. And C.J. Stroud goes, yeah, there's a court right over here. He goes, no. When you're in Carolina, we'll find a court. Then you could, like, you saw him on camera say it. And I was like, is that him just, is that part of the game we're playing here, or is that?
Well, I think the thing you got to look at, if you're any one of these teams evaluating the quarterbacks, it's a matter of preference. And the knock against Bryce Young is they don't think that he's going to be able to hold up in the NFL. Because when you look at C.J. Stroud versus Bryce Young, you're talking about, what, 5 inches? 6'3", 5'10"?
Well, I mean, yeah, 5'10 for Bryce Young.
And that's generous. You know what I mean? These guys are always listed taller than they really are. Always.
Yeah, at the combine, man, I was up like on my, like, tippy half toes. On my tippy toes to try to get to over 6 feet. Like, now I wouldn't even know. I mean, you see the size of the goalies they draft now. I would have right. been screwed at 6 feet.
You'd have been like the Webster of goalies.
I'd have been the Santillo. Look, it's R.J. Santillo in net. That's not very nice. Sorry, RJ. Lashing out now.
Are you, though?
Yeah, a little bit. I feel bad a little bit. You're going to be a dad now. Then you have a lot on your plate. I should be nicer.
I don't see that coming.
What do you mean? I'm giving you a whole stroller situation.
Oh, no. I think, like,
the dad thing or him being nicer?
No, the generosity is...
I was like, what, are you jumping ship?
I truly mean this. So second to none. The verbal generosity is almost non-existent.
But it's the other aspects of the generosity that I think at least are somewhat fruitful.
I think one triggers the other. I think the verbal non-generosity triggers the, you know, the physical and monetary generosity, because I think he feels bad.
I think my run differential is high, though.
It is. But yeah. I think you, as you're on your way home some days, here's the problem, though. I think you make yourself chuckle. I think you think of your day, and you're like, wow, that was really funny, that insult. And then you feel bad, and you're like, I should do something.
So, like, at 3:15, he's driving around wherever he's going, like running errands or something, like Stop and Shop, and he just thinks back to you. He's like, you know what, at 8:40, when I made that joke to RJ, that was pretty good.
And then he feels bad. But
yeah, not nice. Pretty good, not nice.
In that order.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I think his intentions are pure, though, because remember, all the things that are happening in your life, like, he was at the center of it. Remember, he married you, for crying out loud.
Right.
He married you. He is responsible. Like, this kid that you're bringing into the world, he essentially is, like, partially responsible for this.
I would hope not, but yeah. It's
no, but, like, when you talk about, like, the grassroots and the foundation of it, like, this is all you.
Yes.
I would hope you weren't around for that.
I cultivated this love, yes.
I have some problems, some conversations.
He's the matchmaker.
Some conversations need to be had.
He's the matchmaker.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Got a couple of playing tournament games tonight in the NBA playoffs while we wait for the Knicks and the Nets to get underway on Saturday. So tonight, which is Tuesday, you get the 7-8 matchups in both conferences. You got the Heat and the Hawks from Miami coming up in the Eastern Conference. And then you got the Lakers and the T-Wolves. The late game out on the West Coast there, out West. The Atlanta-Miami game. Two teams that, lack of a better term, have underachieved this year. I mean, all these teams, for the most part, you're in this tournament because you've underachieved. But what the expectations were, remember, Atlanta got a coach fired during the season. So now it's up to Quinn Snyder to see if he can salvage something here. I think the Heat win this game. The Hawks have been so wishy-washy. Plus, the game is home in Miami. In the last couple of years, I think Atlanta's only won one game in Miami, and Jimmy Butler didn't even play that game. I can't see them winning tonight.
Well, that's a big deal, because especially this time of the year, give me playoff Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Right? I mean, Quinn Snyder's a good coach. I mean, this is, you know, him taking over the team midway through the season, some questions about Trae Young, right? I mean, so is he happy in Atlanta? Or is Atlanta happy with Trae Young? But, I mean, this is, give me Spoelstra, give me Jimmy Butler at home, for sure.
You have to. So if, you know, Miami would win the game, they would move on, and they would take on the Boston Celtics in the playoffs in that first round.
Which I would rather see anyway.
Miami-Boston?
Right. Yes.
I'm done with Atlanta. I'm done with Atlanta. I'm done with Trae Young, even though they're going to get another crack at this thing here, of course.
I can't stand Trae Young.
Well, I think a lot of people in this town can't, you know, and rightfully so. The game tonight, though, is the late game tonight, I think, is fascinating on so many levels. The train wreck that the Timberwolves have become. Rudy Gobert, think about this for a second. Like, we've seen bad trades in sports and this and that. Could you imagine if that involved one of our teams here? You gave up 4 first-round picks to bring in a player who you thought was going to make a difference on your team. Timberwolves finished even with a worse spot in the Western Conference than they were at last year, and the guy that you gave up all that draft capital for is not even going to be available to play in your most important game of the season. Not because of the injury, because he got suspended.
Because he got suspended for punching his own teammate. Yeah. And you look back at the trade, too. I mean, that could have been part of the reason why the whole Donovan Mitchell thing didn't happen for us. Because of the precedent that it set.
Right, because of Utah.
Yeah, right, because of Utah. Plus, I mean, can you believe... I was shocked. Shocked when Minnesota gave up what they gave up for Rudy Gobert.
Everybody was.
I mean, it's a lot, man. It really is. And to now, in the biggest moment of the season, not have two of your starters available because of some stupid incident on the sideline. Is ridiculous.
So you don't have Rudy Gobert. You don't have Naz Reid. I mean, on paper, there's no reason why Minnesota should win this game tonight. But can you imagine if they did?
No, the Lakers would be embarrassed.
I mean, they've had a lot of those moments this year already. But this would almost take the cake. Like, if the Lakers lose this game tonight, by virtue of the rules of the play-in tournament, like, they should abdicate their rights to even go and play the next, you know, the next chance that they get. Like, they shouldn't even be allowed to play the next one. They should be automatically eliminated. And let the winner of the 9-10 game go to the playoffs. You can't lose to Minnesota
they can't lose
tonight.
Tonight.
You cannot.
No. I mean, listen, this is, I mean, the Lakers now, since they found a way to move on from Russell Westbrook, the additions that they've made, LeBron being back, AD playing as well as he's playing at the moment. I mean, they've turned themselves into a really good defensive team. Right, I mean, LeBron James has his eye on trying to make a run to the NBA Finals right now.
Which I don't think is going to happen, but you can't lose this one
tonight.
Would
you want to play them in the first round? Would you want to play, like, if you're Memphis, would you want to play LeBron in the first round?
No, I wouldn't want to play him in the first round, but I actually think, believe it or not, if they even make it that far, I think the longer the longer they go in the playoffs, I think the more vulnerable they become.
The Lakers?
Yeah.
Well, that's
true. Because I don't think they're cut out for it.
Well, I mean, it's, again, you question how long AD stays healthy just because it always feels like he's got something going on.
Their two best players are essentially 5-inning pitchers.
Right, but their best player, I mean, one of the best players in the history of the sport has had, because of the injury, has had, we always do that blessing in disguise kind of thing, like has not played a full season. I mean, he's coming and his foot's not 100%, but he's not, like, he's rested for the most part, which is why they won in the bubble, because they had months off before they went into the bubble for the playoffs, which gave them the opportunity to do that. No, they can't. If I mean, I'll be happy because I will immediately text Ty Butler. Raymond and I both will, but there is no, I mean, if the Lakers lose tonight, it'd
be incredible. And then tomorrow you got Chicago against Toronto, the 10-9 game in the East, and then the 10-9 game is Oklahoma City, New Orleans out west. I don't think those games have as much flair as these tonight. They don't.
No. Oh.
I'm trying to think.
He knew the second he punched that wall we made a mistake.
He was done. Yeah.
Stupid that is.
You would think that athletes would finally get the message when it comes to that stuff. Like, don't put, like, pitchers and baseball players, like, punching the water cooler and all these things, and you get a broken hand. That's really not going to do you any well.
No, but we don't think at the moment that our hand's going to break.
But it usually does.
Yeah, well, because we're like everyone else.
It usually does.
We're not superheroes. So I had a coach one time that decided he was going to be a hero in the locker room because he was mad at us and pick up a water cooler and throw it, not realizing that the water cooler had just been refilled.
And he couldn't get it up?
No, he blew his back out. The second he went to pick it up, he got it like shoulder height, and you could see his back go out.
Is this NHL?
No, this was U.S. program, national team.
Oh, I was going to say.
Back went right out. And then he had to, like, almost crawl out of the locker room.
That was awesome. Like, I could imagine that. God, don't make me, guys. Don't make me, I swear, you know, if we're not better on the breakout, I swear to God, I'm going to throw this. I'm going to roll this damn water by. So give me a hand. Somebody give me a hand.
He, like, swore at us on the way out.
Can I get a warm compress?
Yes. He had the trainer in there immediately. He's like, I think I blew my back out.
problem with
being. Do we know who this coach is by any chance? Like, is he a name people would know?
No, you wouldn't know who he is. No, he's a good coach, though. I liked him a lot. Just a bad moment. You make mistakes sometimes. Heat of the moment, you know?
Jack Rooney?
No, it wasn't Jack Rooney.
I don't even know who Jack Rooney is.
I don't know if there's a Jack Rooney. There's a Jack Parker. I had Jack Parker. He was awesome.
Yeah, Jack Parker.
He was great.
But he didn't mess around with water coolers.
No, he punched me in the chest one time, though.
Did he really?
Hurt. Oh, it hurt, yeah.
Intentionally?
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell anybody? Did you report that? Because nowadays you get
fired
for that.
You ever punch somebody in the chest unintentionally?
No, but I'm saying, well, ask Rudy Gobert.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, but you get fired for that nowadays. Well, I'm surprised.
Right, he got suspended. No, Jack, he was the best. It was my fault, though. I took blame for it. I had the bean pot, and I walked in, and he tried to grab it, and I said, well, coach, on your osteoporosis.
Wow.
And he's like, ha, 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 ha. Bang. Right in the chest. Right in front of the whole team, too. Knocked the wind right out of
him. So you basically, you needled him, essentially, is what happened.
Yeah, as a freshman. Smart.
Good move. Oh, you always want to make a good impression as a freshman.
We just won the bean pot.
How did you get off to a good start?
We just won the bean pot. I was like, if there's any time, this is probably the best time. Right?
I guess.
Not a great time.
Who do you have in the Chicago-Toronto game tomorrow?
Chicago-Toronto game?
Toronto's good at home, but they look like they have no interest in wanting to continue this season.
I'm going to go with Chicago.
DeMar DeRozan revenge game?
DeMar DeRozan revenge game, yeah. But, you said it, though. Like, I mean, as far as, like, the appeal of...
I'd rather see Chicago.
Me too.
Even though it's not going to mean anything. Chicago, though, playing the best defense in the NBA since the All-Star break.
Well, the addition of Pat Bev.
That's it.
Pat Bev.
He's an agitator. He gets under your skin.
Right.
He needles you a little bit. He's a needler.
He's not afraid to, he is not afraid to make enemies at all.
And what about the Oklahoma City-New Orleans game?
I'm going to go OKC.
SGA, best player.
Why? It's like you do it on purpose. It's like you say it, and then you know it's going to get me upset. But you say it anyway. Another player we could add.
He's not?
No, he's awesome. Yeah, another player we could add.
He could be had, though, I'm telling you. In the next couple of years, he could be had. He's going to get tired of what's going on there, and he's going to want to be
Of course, because at some point you're going to want to win. But they got to, that's an exciting young team, man. They got some good players. Him, Giddy. They got some good players. I mean, you got Holmgren coming back next year.
I don't think he's long-lasting.
Because he's skinny? Because you're a sizist.
I'm a sizist,
A sizist.
Yeah.
Coming from the guy who gets the runner's high. He's just got a thin frame.
I think he's just going to be... No, these bigs... Well, it was the foot already. These big dudes with the foot injuries, they can't stay healthy. He's going to have a career that's probably injury plagued, unfortunately.
Kevin Durant's skinny.
Kevin Durant hasn't exactly been a beacon of health.
Recently. So negative. RJ, why is he so negative? He comes in and he seems like he's in such a good mood.
I'm in a great mood.
But are you negative?
I think you've been up for too long.
Right.
And you need to sleep more.
I woke up too early, you're saying?
Yes.
You woke up firing hot takes before your alarm. It's unheard of.
You peaked positivity at like 5:30 this morning.
It's been all downhill since?
All negativity.
By the way, did you hear Damian Lillard, what he had to say, speaking about guys who maybe are available?
Did he say, I want to be a Nick?
He did not.
No, he didn't say that, but here's what he did say. He's like, you know what? I'm tired of this rebuilding stuff. I'm tired of bringing in young talent. I don't want to hear any about that.
I don't have much of an appetite for building and, guys 2 and 3 years away from really going after it, you know what I'm saying? And, I think we get Shaden at 19, and he's just different, you know what I'm saying? I think he, just being around him, his disposition, you know what I mean, how he listens, his frame, his natural talent, and his ability, I think, that's enough 19-year-olds, you know what I'm saying? And you probably won't find one that will come along the way he has. But, I just ain't interested in that, being honest. And this is not a secret.
He wants to win. That's what he's saying.
Right.
He wants to win.
Yeah, but can Portland attract the kind of players that he's talking about?
You're not getting free agents. It's going to have to be a trade. Nobody is going to willingly subject themselves to go to Portland.
Okay, but you're talking about him and who else? I mean, is there going to be a superstar player that willingly wants to go to Portland?
Got
to
get creative. Otherwise, the only other way is through the draft. And like you said, he doesn't want to hear about the young guys. It ain't going to happen.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.